The Toronto International Film Festival, the largest this side of the Atlantic, is underway. Among the dozens of North American premieres is High Tereska, a new movie about a Polish teenager growing up in poverty who turns to crime. The movie's young star has been praised by critics for her performance, but she won't be attending any screenings unless the police can find her. David Darcy reports.
High Tereska was shot on digital video in black and white in the housing projects of Warsaw. Black and white's a commercial liability, even in Poland, unless you're Andrzej Wajda or Woody Allen. But director Robert Glinski says his subject matter demanded it.
The reality about the film is talking about is gray. It is a very true piece of Polish reality nowadays. The story is about the girl who is alone, and she has no values, no authorities, no life goals. And I think it is one of the biggest problems nowadays, the loneliness.
Tereska, the film's protagonist, is 15 and lives in a Warsaw housing project. Her father, when he's home, is drunk. Her strict mother wants the best for her and pays for her to study fashion design and to sing in a choir. The shy young girl falls in with a friend who introduces her to boys, to sex, to drugs, and to robbery. Crime and violence are facts of life in post-communist Warsaw, says Maciej Karpinski, the film's producer, and he says that more and more Polish films are depicting that reality.
Many people in the new circumstances, in the circumstances of freedom, gained freedom, but at the same time they lost something. They lost a sense of direction, they lost a sense of security in life, especially very many young people, and Polish films are increasingly frequently presenting their life and their problems.
Locations to shoot the film were easy to find. Depressing Soviet-style housing blocks are rusting all over the country. But casting it proved to be difficult, says director Robert Glinski, who also co-wrote the script. His heroine was written as a 15-year-old. The 12-year-olds who auditioned were too innocent, the 20-year-olds too worldly, and the acting students too self-conscious. So Glinski kept looking.
And then we go to the correction house for young criminals. And in such place, I found the girls, they act very good, very truly. So they got the roles.
With these young girls, including his star, 15-year-old Alexandra Gietner, Glinski found a world and a disaffection he never anticipated. The girls knew nothing of his world and couldn't have cared less.
I tried to show them another world, that something exists different. This criminal circle of things, but it's very, very, very difficult. I go them to the cinemas. They didn't know the difference between Robert De Niro and Robert Glinski.
The film was shot more than a year ago, with at least half the dialogue improvised so the slang would be as current as possible. When High Tereska made its world premiere at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival in the Czech Republic this summer, the young actress was not there to take the festival grand prize. She was supposed to be back in prison, but she'd escaped. Glinski swears it wasn't a publicity stunt.
No. She escaped by herself. And it's funny that nobody can find her because now it's summer. And last year, during summer, she made 30 robberies and was catched by police. And I think that this summer it will be the same, that one day she will be stopped by police and then we will have her.
A teenage movie star on the run after 30 robberies makes for great tabloid news in Poland. The young actress actually did show up at a festival this summer and then disappeared again. That's great publicity, but producer Maciej Karpinski is more excited about the welcome the film's gotten from critics at festivals around Europe. He says it's unrealistic to expect a depressing black-and-white film to draw enough of the general public to be a hit. But he says there is an audience of young people in Poland who are not as disaffected as his movie's characters. Otherwise, he wouldn't bother trying to get the film into theaters.
I believe that the same young people who are looking for values in their lives, they're also looking for interesting movies, for movies which does not bring them entertainment and fun, but looking for something more, and they will go to cinemas to see this movie.
And he says the future of Polish cinema is a lot less discouraging than the picture of Poland High Tereska presents. About 40 feature films are made there every year, and people are going to see them, even though new multiplexes around the country are showing movies from all over the world.
Perhaps if this availability of other product would be more limited, maybe they will seem more attractive, like it was in the past, when Polish, Czech, Russian, and Bulgarian films were widely available, while American films appeared on the screens only from time to time. So everybody was going to see American films. Now you can make a choice. Like, I can see something what the others cannot. It is something exceptional. And indeed, many, many Poles are making their choice this way.
High Tereska screens today at the Toronto International Film Festival. So far, it has no distribution deal in the United States. It gets its Polish premiere this week as well at a film festival in Gdynia. There's no word whether Aleksandra Gietner will be walking up the red carpet there to accept a pair of handcuffs. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy.